This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Holding now, Perek Beis, Shmuel, Tfilas Chana, Tispalel Chana. More accurately, it would be called Shiras Chana. It's the Shira that Chana sings to the Rebbeinu Shleilam on the Yeshua. It took many years for this Yeshua to come. Took many years for this day to come. Now she's in the Mishkan, and it's time to give Haidah to Rabbeinu Shleila. So we'll touch a little bit on the tefillah, on the shira that she says. It's hard to complete the whole thing in one shir, but we'll take out a few nekudas from here. It's interesting, in the Shira, she talks a lot about how Chana, she ends up with the children, and how Pnina loses her children. It's a big part of the tefillah and the Shira of Chana. The Psukim, Hey, Vav, and Zayin, which we'll read inside and translate. And we'll learn them according to the Pashup Shat and the Mefarshim. That these psukim is where she contrasts Penina's, so to speak, fall, while she rises and she ends up with the children, because we all know Chazal tell us that Penina lost her children as a result of hurting Chana, while Chana ended up with many children. So the psukim read as follows: Sveim balechem niskaru pasik hey. Those that were full balechem niskaru had to go and rent themselves out, hire themselves out to get money. Sveim, those that were rich, zat, full balechem. The wheel turned on them, and it was balechem niskaru. Ure'evim, and those that were hungry, chadelu, that stopped, because now they're full. They got rich. Poor and rich really has nothing to do with the story of Chana and Penina. It's interesting. Fasatas mit Chana and Penina. There's a story of rich here. It's a story of children and not children. But she begins the cycle of up and down. The cycle is those that were full are now hungry, are poor, while those that were hungry stop to be hungry. And then she gets to the next point, which is really her story. Adakara Yalda Shiva, till the Akara finally gave birth, meaning herself. Penina had 7 children. The Rabbah's Banim, in the end, is that those that had a lot of children, which is Penina, Lala, ended up with no children, ended up suffering loss of children. We're going to have to discuss this, Rabbi Isai. Das is Shira. Azay Zinkman Shira to the Rebbein Nishleilam, Aziyat Falarin Yer Kinder. That she lost her children and I got children. Chamadna. And we'll talk soon in a minute how Rashi learns and how the Mitzudis. Then she continues, Hashem may misu mechaye. Hashem makes those die. But again, mechaye gives life. Meirit she'el takes people to the grave. Vayal, and he picks people up. And it's Hashem, next week we'll talk a little bit how Shmuel was a grandson of Kerach. And he was the tikkun for the chet of Kerach, as they state in Kisvi Ari, and many Rishonim to discuss this topic. And it's true, Kerach went to the grave. Vayal, his kids went up. Shmuel the Tikkun was the outcome of good from the Meirit She'el. Imetz Hashem, next week we'll talk about that. But you see, interesting, that she brings the wheel, or they say, as the world goes around, turns around in English, Nusach. And that is, look at Pnina, and now look at me, look at Chana. Hashem Meirish Umashi, Mash Belach Miraim, Mekimi Miaf Adol. Abesai, it's interesting the examples that she took. Food, birth, and life. Zakhtar Malbim, Valgimu Mavteichais, Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's praising the Rebbeinu Shleilon for the three keys that he holds. The Gemara in Tainus tells us that there's three keys. The key of Parnasa, of rain. There's the key of birth, of child, of childhood, of having children. And there's the key of life, of Tchiyah, Tchiyah Sameisim. So she chooses the examples of Mafteach, the Mafteches of the Rebbeinu Shleilon. And that's why she goes from Parnasa, food, eating, money, support, to children, to Hashem, Memis, Umechaya. It's interesting. I saw the Avudram says that actually this Gemara is merumis in the word Mafteach alone. Gimel Mafteches. So he says Mafteach, Avudram, Arishon Rabbeisai. Matar, Mem is Matar. Pei is Parnase. Taf is Trias HaMeisim. And Ches is Chaya, giving birth. So in the Mafteach, the Gimel Mafteches lick the Gimel Mafteches. Sometimes when you have a code, so the code is the code itself sometimes. It's merumus to... everyone with his own examples. I can't entertain everyone's example, but I'm even Yavin. The Gimel Mafteches are the Gimel Mafteches. All right, good Ravesai. Abed al-Kasher bothers me very much. How could you emphasize so much was Pnina hat nicht? Wie versteht man das? There's so much. You look at Rashi. Rashi explains, Mamish, this is her emphasis. It's a long Rashi, Rabbeisai. You read it quickly. It's exactly what Rashi seems to be saying. But take a look how Chana, me, I end up with children, while Pnina, she loses all her children. How could this be a Shira? It's Rabbeisai, lo mifashtein what it means. Hashem Meimis Umechaya. What does it mean? And I was nesayra to this with an event, with something that I experienced this week that you'll hear at the end of the shiur. Let's begin with Meimis Umechaya. Tell me, I hope we all know where we say this. We say this three times a day, right? This is where it comes from. Melech Meimis Umechaya. But we add Umatzmiach Yeshua. So let's see what it means. Melech Meimis Umechaya. So there's an interesting Radak here. The Radak says it's going on Tchias HaMeisim. Meimis Umechaya. I read you the Radak. Remez. What is Chana saying over here in her Shira? Remez ligmul la tzadikim ule'einesh ha'reshayim b'nafshayisam. Punishment. Schar ve'einesh. So it's actually meimis and mechayi to do two different people. Hashem is meimis to the reshayim, and he's mechayi to the tzadikim. So according to the Radak, yidalach. Every day we say this, okay? So maybe by the first Esrei after the Shir, you'll still remember that we spoke about it. After that, okay, you're on your own. But the first Esrei, okay? Melech Meimis Umechaya. Zot the Radak Meimis to those that don't deserve. Mechaya to the Tzadikim. But then there's a second pshat, Zakhtar Hadak. That it's the same person. That he's Mamis the person and Mechaya the person. And how did she know? So either she was Zalka ban Nevua or Bederech Kabbalah. What's her kasha? From Vanet Zalzi Vissin for Tchias HaMesim. If it came much later, it comes from the Gemara, right? You're right, we know now from the Muslim and Oz Yashin and Tchias HaMesim. How does she know it? Well, the Teretz is Nevua. Ay Derech Kabbalah, which means the others gave it over to their children. Mizalvisin Zayinat Tchias HaMesim. No! I already have to start snapping my fingers already. It's only 8 minutes into the Shir HaBesai. Come on, nu. Yelp. So other Mamis and Mechaya means the same, two different people. Other Mamis and Mechaya meant was. It's the Zalba Mensch. Okay. Now let's talk a third Pshat HaBesai. If you notice, it says Matzmiach Yeshua. What does Mamis or Mechaya have to do with Matzmiach Yeshua? So Pasha the Pshat is Hatzitam Etchias HaMesim Chavos. The Rebbeinu Shalom Lake Tarein, they'll mention the world. Eventually he'll sprout up, he'll be Matzmiach. Matzmiach. He's going to sprout up, it's going to take root later. So Mamela Zakman, Mamis, Umechaya, Umatzmiach Yeshua. So let me tell you over at Esai, a Meiridik Avudram. Avudram is a Rishon. When they're fatayched, Melech, Mamis, Umechaya doesn't mean life and death only. It's Mamis, Umechaya, Behar, Be'inyonim. It's one of many things, what? Das Mamis meint nur Mamis. Das Mamis hat gestorben. There's many, many things that we call gestorben. Oni. A mensch is an Oni. He's poor. Chashiv Kemeis. There are many things in Yonim Harbekoil. Chaveisa Yehelt. Mamis and Mechaya doesn't mean only Mamis gestorben. Mamis in many ways, in many different situations, a mensch is verloren, gestorben, any verb you want to put in there. But it all fits in under Mamis, Mamis. Under Rebbeinu Shleilam is Mamis and Mechaya. If you want to see it in the Sfasemis, brought you the Avudram, but it's Kemata Svasemes. Svasemes, Shvus, Tafre, Shlam, Dalid, Pirish, Shalielam, Yesh, Yerida, Acha, Aliyah. A lot of times in life, things are going well, and all of a sudden, in English they say it tanks. Goes down. Galgal Achayz, things are moving in the other direction. The reason for this is, in order it should be an aliyah afterwards. Yeah. Melech Mamis Umechaya. How come it works? There's a Mamis and a Mechaya. It goes up and it goes down. And the answer is Matzniach Yeshua. There's a reason, because the Rebbeinu Shleilam wants to bring Yeshua to the person. Mamis u'mechaya. In English we call it the ups and downs of life. Ein tag is good, and ein tag is schwer, and ein tag is der problem, and ein tag is der b'yanim problem, and azay, when I'm all that is good, and I'm all that is today, weiter na... Oh, I'm sorry about the Yiddish chatei, sorry. I keep on going back to Mamalash, forgive me. Oh, but the pshat is, I feel in Yiddish, herabei, sorry. Matzmiach Yeshua. Matzmiach Yeshua means that there's a point to bring out Yeshua. Der Melech Meimis und Mechaia. Und er muss verkehrt als Meimis. Und nach dem ist er Mechaia. Und nach dem Trachtmen ist gut schön. Nein, weiter kommt der Meimis. And this is all to go back and forth from Matzmiach Yeshua. I want to show you something interesting out there, Isai. You know, in this week's parasha, we just learned, we just read, that the Nechashim were coming and killing in Klal Yisrael at Gebissen, at Geschlungen, right? They were biting and killing. The Rebbein Yishleim says, make a Nechash and a Cheshis. And whoever looks at the Nechash and a Cheshis, the Chai, with Lebin, he's going to live. He's going to live the Nechash and a Cheshis. I always had a question. What's in the Gaila Dairus? In the Midbar, there were snakes with Gebissen. And then they needed a Nechash and a Cheshis to protect them. We have the Nechash and a Cheshis today. What's it in the Gaila Dairus? We know most of the Zachin is the Tairus, the Gaila Dairus. Hunach HaShayla HaDaisai. If you want something that they should look at, soon we're going to learn the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about it, that the Kavana wasn't to look at the thing, but actually to make them look a little up, higher. It's like Gemara Shoshana. The Gemara Shoshana sagt doch klar, that the reason is Manshir, Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Peregimu, Mishnah Ches, Bismanshi Yisrael, Mistaklim Klapi Maila, ומשבדים אסליבם להביאם שבת שמיים היו מסרפים. So why didn't you nachash for? So nafkemina. You know, we know, v'chiyadav shal Moshe eises melchama. The yadav shal Moshe made them look up. So what do you need the nachash for? An andere zach. Mach a bild von achleis, von a sefer teire. Achleis, was da? Darf man ein Nachash, alles will gucken. Die sagt dem Nachash, oh, der Nachash, der guckt neben dem. Ein Afgemeine. Nun, sag gut, der Eure Adai sei. Was ist der Nachash? Darf man ein Nachash? Sag gut, der Mutter Scheile. You want that they should have something? Yadav Shal Moshe did it. Now, I can't expect Moshe Rabbeinu soll sitzen an sei den ganzen Tag. Okay, I got it. Okay, if she's too viel, von Moshe Rabbeinu stehen an sei. Gut, das mache a plaquette. Make a monument with Moshe's hand and Arab Alamaisis. What's the Nechash and the Cheshis? It's a good question, Rabbi Yisai. Why do you need the Nachash? What was the point of the Nachash? So I'll tell you, I always thought the Pashup Shat. Does anybody know what the symbol for medicine is? Funny Zach. The snake, and it's around the stick. Why did they pick it? I guess, I don't know. Listen, by me, let me tell you a rule. I know nothing more than the Torah. By me, the einzige Metzius in the Welt is the Torah. So if this is what became the symbol, Stom hat es in the Makar is in the Torah, was da zu reden. So the Nechash and Nechash is L'chayra is the symbol. From Kvachai of Lebin, right? Where did the stick come from? After the Matamesha. Mace. Mace. Good. Good. Yeah. Okay. So, Pashat Kemin Zagin. That the snake is Taka Mamus of Machaya. And Alain is a Mamus of Machaya. Favos. The poison of the snake is used, the venom, to make other refuas. The weil habe ich das nicht getroffen in dem Chol Shabbos. There's no snake poison in the Chol Shabbos. Und der refua bederach klal is alles was noch in Chol. Ich mach na witz hat er sei. I haven't went, the room's lifting a little bit, okay, lach a bissl, sei zufrieden, es ist schöne Rede hat er sei, yeah? Was ist der Pshat? You want to tell me that all the refuas are around the Nachash is Eres? It's a little shach. The real pshat, kipshutai. because then we're going to have a real pshat. Nach dem was soll das sein? Da hast dir. Ab das der pshat, wie kann das sein der pshat? Kipshutai. The nachash is killing. The nachash is going to be the refuah. You know what that tells you? That it's not the nachash. The Gemara in Brachis, Taflam Gimel, Zaktach Klar, Hanina Mendeisa, there was a snake in his town, and whoever got bit by the snake, gestorben. Hanina Mendeisa sagt, yeah, ich will him zen, ich will treffen, Adem Nachash, I'd love to meet him. Now you're laughing, why I say, because that's really the Gemara, I've learned the lesson from the Gemara. As Oilei Lenachash Shepagai, he decided to meet. So what do we have? That he came to the pit, he puts his foot in, bites him, the snake dies, right? Takes it on his shoulders, he brings it to the Bismedrish. Loyanachash Memus. Alachet Memus, yeah. Oh, he is to the Nachash, Shepagai, Chanina Ben Daisa. What's the pshat? Efshadas Gufa is the lesson of the Nechash and Nechashes. Du meinst, vers gebissen, you get bitten by the snake. The snake with the halen. The veis favos, how could it be that it's a maimus of Mechaya? How could there be such a thing? Notice the lush of maimus of Mechaya. And the teretz is, avinu shebashamayim, so to tam deibish to go. It's nothing to do with the snake. The snake. Good. So far, we understand the inyan of the nachash. Was? The nachash. Aber Rabbeisai, let me gain a trot weiter, a little more deeper, and then we'll get back to chane, was will the chane. There's a meiridike. Imre Amis, very shame, beautiful. V'hoya kol hanashuch. It's a lashon asid. V'hoya kol hanashuch. Chayre, I mean, I guess he doesn't speak it out this way, but this adas frekta. The lashon should have been v'hoya kol shenashuch. Whoever was bitten by the snake, huh? Zakter im Emes, we're not talking about now. Toma deiris, deiris, spetter. The nechash and the cheshis was something which was for deiris. For hoya kol hanoshuch. Noshuch doesn't have to only mean the bite of a snake. It can mean tzaris, yisurim. For hoya kol hanoshuch. And the lesson is, in Chazal Zogun, cooking neighbor, to look up. Zog der Ime Emes, Amere Dike Zach, yeah? Zog der Razay. Der Nochosh, wenn beißt, so you think you got bitten, and then you need a remedy, to me, mistakel klapi nailu. That's how we look at it. Zakter im emes fakelt. The bite becomes a dover toiv, a dover shel chesed, when you realize that it comes from the Rebbeinu Shlom. V'hoyo kol hanoshuch. V'chai, he's going to live. How is he going to live? Pashtus, it means a level of Ushlema. Fuck out. V'leptman. When a person gets a nashuch, he gets bitten. And then he looks up and he realizes, as the Rebbeinu Shlom get them down the shicha, the Rebbeinu Shlom is doing it for him. To make him better, to make him grow. See, for sein gut, v'chai. We all know v'chai is always a lashon of yiras shemayim. He brings the pasuk. Yiras Hashem, sa pasuk in Mishlei yutes chav gimel. Yiras Hashem le chayim. V'chai bohem. V'chai. He's going to live. V'tzachuf leben. I feel him at the neshicha, even with the bite. It's a lesson, L'dayris. Der Schlang allein. And I think this is what the Imamis means. Mis onish cooking of der Schlang, as is the machle. Mis onish cooking of the Schlang, as is the refu allein. Again, Rabbeisai. One more time. Aldas is Yisai Dayadus. A bite. Abisabis. Und nach dem darf man antai. Darf der Rebbeinu Shalom so kommen in Heilen. Jeden haben nicht gelebt, das sei. Jeden don't live like that. Jeden live that they understand that the bite itself is v'chai. Das heißt gelebt. Weil der Rebbeinu Shalom will, the stackling clappy maila. So the snake is not the pshat. The snake is fakel. Then you look at the snake and you say, "Das is das allein der refuah." But that made me bissen. He bit me. A bayside. You're almost by a story. So hang in there. Hang in there. Nacham in your bayside. Shifticha. I see the Eilim sleeping. So either I scream louder, or I start making with both my fingers, clapping. No! Piss the Eilim at the Tufstein, they'll schrei. No! Noch nicht? Huh? Shifticha! Umishanticha! Heime yinachmuni. Shifticha. What is shifticha umishanticha? So Krashi beide Sachen, die is surim, shiftecha, umishantecha, mate. Besides die is surim, mishan shani batuach, al chazdecha, shnei minachmuni. It's two separate things. It's shiftecha. How? How is that yinachmuni? Because I know it's for my good, and you're helping me. It kicks lichas avoynis. Rashi. So shifticha, no, umishanticha. Hey, mi nachmuni. Two things: the shifticha and the mishanticha. The mitzudis learns shifticha, mishanticha. You had what's the shifticha, mishanticha? So the mitzudis. It's very small letters here. I can't read it. Pasik Dalit. Mashatom Makaisi Beshevit shall you saw him. This that you hit me with a stick. The tachzil the tis my chaisi. Heim heim amenachmin oisi. So shivtecha, mishantecha, you're not letting me go. It's not that I'm lost. Sklener Rebbe, when he was in the jails of the Soviets after the Milchama Weismendach, like the Zogin, that he always wondered, what's the Pshat Baruch Geizer Umekayim? What does it mean, Baruch Geizer Umekayim? What does it mean? I hope so. I wish. Could you imagine, Zog da Schwache for Mensch, as a Geizer, and a Halt as a Volt? Well, today it would be a tremendous Naila. Aber of Rabbeinish Leila, that he's a Geizer Mekayim, hat's Glenner Rabbi gesagt, he was Mechadish, he understood. Geizer, the Rabbeinish puts a decree on a person, or Mekayim, and he gives him the ability to withstand it, he gives him the Keiches, he gives him the Siyata Dishmaya, to survive it. Baruch Geizer, Umikayim, the mensch! Doesn't let you lost. When a person feels he's in a matzah, sishver, the Banyashim is behind you, step, every step of the way. Geizer, Abel's Mikayim, he's standing there holding you. You're not going to fool. He's a full mole. The kid wants to walk and he's afraid and he's like, or he's swimming in the ocean of life. I mean, the pool in the backyard or whatever it is. And he's afraid. What does the father, the mother say? Boy, I'm there. I have my hands underneath you. Nothing's going to happen to you. Shvim, gay. Ach, geyser. I'm a kai. Aber Rabbi say, darf sagen, a radak, der radak sagt, bach gay, shiftecha, yisurem. Nishantecha, zu a teure. Meredig. Rabbi Shem git yisurem. But he also gives you a way how to have a mission, a support system. Und das ist was? Sitzen und lernen. Mir tatzach habesai. Mir ken zogin, we could say. The way I explain to you from the Emre Emes, I see the oimim schlafen gut. Bal tot min a gutem meisef. Zog dir zu. Nit no ein meisef, oder zwei meisef. Meredik, you walk away. Because I walked away. Completely moved, completely changed. Okay? It's a story that happened yesterday. Experience. Shana Maisa. Shifticha. Umishanticha. You know what's a mission? Does anybody know what a mission is? It's also a stick. Hadesai! You know, you see it mentioned out the year, the gate with Tashtekin. Eh? So there's two things we can clear. Zwei dinim. Alam di volt gesagt, zwei dinim. Efter, kann ich gehen, er ist doch ein Kranke, he's sick, he can't walk, he's an old man. Und er verkehrt. Er sagt, Rebbe Schiit. Er geht mit der Stecken, er geht doch mit der... It's interesting, the same stick? Yeah, you don't know what it is. Is it a stick in trouble? Or verkehrt, it's a stick. Or, for example, a guy goes hiking. A mensch geht hiking. Yeah? Geht er mit der Stecken. Wollt man gesagt, alle, was gehen dort, sind in der Darge, they can't walk. No, they need a support. Aber es ist selbe Stecken. Es ist ein Stecken. Mir dacht, sag, beise Hashem Yisbarach. Yeah. Shiftecha. Wenn der Rebbeinu Shloim nehmt das Stecken. Der selbe Stecken ist der Mishenes allein. Shiftecha. Mishantecha, when I understand that the shiftecha alein, the zaldu shtek in the same stick, is going to be a mishenes. It's my support. It's the best thing that could have ever happened to me. Zahemi and Achmuni, both of them. Der shtek, der nechash and necheshes, er beißt mir, aber das ist für mein Gut. Der selbe Schlang, it's the same. You're getting the nicest Rabbi Sassoon. Rabbi Sassoon that everybody knows of, that lost all his children in a fire. I met him. I was told to go over to him, to give him chizuk. I only had 1 minute notice before I went over to him. And I'm thinking to myself, was kann ich sagen zu ihm? I'm much smaller than him. Mi anaychi uman naychi. What could you say to a person like that? I walked over to him and I couldn't talk. I had nothing to say. I held his hand and I cried. Okay, so that's not a big chiddush. Was ich vein is a great chiddush. Okay, he looks at me. He's b'chal not crying. He's calm. He's relaxed. There's a straight face. We sat down, and he says, 1 minute. I'm going to speak now, Barab. I didn't know he was on the program to speak. And he got up and he said three things which were unbelievable. Simple things. Pashta Zachin. which me, with all my learning and all my ge'ainus, this klaimish that I learned all my life, and this, and I know, and I learned hashkafim, nothing compared to what came out of his mouth, and munah pshuta. The first thing he said was that when the Chazon Ish found out about World War II and the Holocaust, he was taken back. Couldn't. And he started to pace back and forth in his room. After a few minutes, he started banging on the table. The Rebbeinu Shleilam si harachamim. The Rebbeinu Shleilam si hachesed. Si means a mountain, a high, gave a sea, something high. He is the mountain, the pillar of chesed. He is the pillar of rachamim. I could tell you that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is si harachamim v'si hachesed. I'm standing and I'm looking at this. Pili ploy. And then he said, how can I survive this? I'll tell you. I look at this, that the Rebbeinu Shleilam gave me a chance to grow to my ultimate potential that I could reach. The Rebbeinu Shleilam gave me a situation where I, different than most, nobody can have a nisayon like this, but it's going to make me the person that I am. Rebbeinu Shleilam created the person, just the body. But what becomes of that Adam, that's me to do. And again, we're sitting and we're watching this. Pili ployim. And then he said a third thing, which was Hafla Fela, and he said, I learned something unbelievable, and Rabbi said, we need to take all the lessons that this Yid said. He said, I lost my family, but then I realized I gained a whole new family, all of Klal Yisrael. Feel it play. Kan's Klal Yisrael, who came to be mishtatif with me, to be part of my moments of that I need chizuk. So I lost my family, but I gained a very big family. I gained Klal Yisrael. It's very big of mature to be able to think this way, but it's the side of Yadus that the shift to chalein is the mishenes. It gives you the kayach to grow further, to become who and what you need to become. And I'm going to end with one more ma'aseh habayis. I see the time. I've mentioned it maybe in the past. My shatchan was Rabbi Yankiv Talidan, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. Rabbi Yankiv learned by Rav Shach. He later became the Rosh Kail in Gateshead. And later he became the Rosh Hashiva in the Renzi of France. He was the Rosh Hashiva of France. He was my shatchan. He was a powerful person, a dynamic, an unbelievable personality. Unbelievable. He never got a disease. 10 years after I married, he got a disease that made him disintegrate, that he couldn't move a finger, he couldn't move. And I went to visit him. I went with my wife and my two little children at the time. And the son-in-law schlepped him to the chair and then took the coffee and fed him the coffee. The mind was perfect, but the body stopped working. I came, I looked, and I started to cry. I couldn't believe what happened to this big personality, the Dalmensch, the Ranak. And he looks at me and he goes, "Of a voice veins to. What are you crying about?" I said, "Rosh Hashiva, you don't know what I'm crying about. What you don't?" And he says, "Name? Doesn't understand why I'm crying." I said, I have a Gemara on my side. Al hai shufra the bala ba'ar. He says, Ich will dir sagen, du bist doch ein Benteira. You're a Benteira. I want you to learn something, he says, and I want you to understand something. In Morocco, when I grew up as a little boy, his father was the famous Chacham Baruch. He was the famous, he wrote the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Fall Baruch Talidana wrote the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It was his father. The Sfardish Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He said that the children, we were all taken by Haskalah. It was a tremendous wave of Haskalah in Morocco. My father saved the boys by sending us to England. That's how he ended up. And Gates said that's how he sent us all to England. But the girls never made it to England, right? They were home. They all went off to Derech. So I have a sister. That's not Frum. She comes to visit me. And she looks at me and she says, Zu teira vizu schara. See? You stayed and you. And look! 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 This is how the Eibishter paid you back for. Ich hab ihr geantwortet. I answered her. She might not grasp and understood fully what I said and what I meant. But you, as a Benteira, would and should understand what I told her. What I said to her was, if the Rebbeinu Shlomo would have offered me, if I want this machla, and to go through what I'm going through, I would have taken it gladly. I would have said, yes, I take it on myself. So I heard this, he says, if the Rebbeinu Shlomo would have given me the choice, I would have accepted it l'chatchila. Because the kirva and the love I feel of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Shasta Machla, is something I would have never experienced had I not had this Machla, and it was worth it. He turns to me and he says, she's not from, she doesn't understand. Du bist der Kapitäne. Wie verstehst du nicht? How don't you understand? Weinst. Don't cry. And he smiled and he was happy. Hashem meimis u'mechaye. It's not meimis separately, u'mechaye separately. It's the same thing. The meshivtecha and the meshantecha to understand. It's all the same thing. Atadas is emuna. And as Chana finishes off, and then I'll go back to answer the question, the whole story, the theme of the Shira of Chana is that when life in the beginning, it looked terrible for her, bleak. She was afadol. You know what afadol is? But then she looks back and she realizes it was Mikimi, May Offer. Fakir, it's from the offer. It was because that I was in the offer. Mikimi, the Rebbeinu Shlomo picks us up. Mikimi, and that's the theme, and that's what she ends off with. And she finishes, Ki Lashem Mitzuke Eretz, Bayoshes Aleim Tevel. Rashi, the Mitzudas, they explain it means that the Mitzukim, the Yesodus of the world, is in his hands. What does she mean? What we see here is now, but there's Yesodus, there's history, there's so much behind everything that's happening, past, present, future. It's the Yesodus. It's Menela Mekimi Me'af Adol, and that's why. And we'll have to go back a little bit more next week to speak a little bit more about this Shira. She's not pointing out that Pnina lost and that she won. Chas v'shalom. What she's trying to point out is it's a lesson that she learned. That what we see is dark. What we see is bad. It's not what we see in front of us. English there's an expression, and I'll end with this. The last chapter has not been written yet. It's a tremendous insight. The last chapter has not been written. If I had to put it in a sentence, Shiras Chana, Tfilas Chana, what she's saying is to learn the lesson that the last chapter has not been written. The Mela, she gives Shira to the Rabbi Nishlam.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.